I'm Charles Murphy reporting. The FDOT has announced it will hold two meetings in Clewiston next month to review some controversial plans for U.S. 27 improvements. They have made some changes to the plan and hope to get better reviews. Many of the businesses on 27 were opposed to the original plan because it limited left-hand turn lanes on 27 and added medians, cutting off access and left turns. Commissioner Raymond Iglesias was critical of the FDOT plan at a recent county commission meeting.
One of my biggest concerns is you take a fuel tanker that has over 9,000 gallons of fuel and you're directing them into residential neighborhoods where kids are playing, riding bikes, pets, whatever it may be. It's just bad.
The in-person meeting will be February 5th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the John Boy Auditorium. The live-streamed meeting will be Thursday, February 12th from 6 until 7 p.m. A LaBelle man is charged with stealing items from a fire station in North Fort Myers, then causing property damage to a home across the street. Lee County Sheriff deputies say the incident happened near the North Fort Myers Fire Station No. 3. 38-year-old Edgar Barrios was caught on surveillance footage. He entered the fire station brandishing a large metal pipe as if he was about to use it. Upon arriving at the scene, deputies say they had multiple witnesses. One of the firemen said he noticed a woman standing near his personal truck at 3 in the morning. He yelled at her, and the woman ran away. He then found out that one of the trucks had been broken into, and items may have been taken. Barrios was wearing a firefighter jacket as he left the scene and was found nearby by deputies. Residents across the street said they had heard a loud bang during all this, looked outside and saw Barrios standing in their front yard. They then chased after him. Charges include burglary to an occupied dwelling, criminal mischief less than $2,000, burglary to a vehicle, and petty theft. The 41st annual Martin Luther King Oratorical Contest was hosted by Rosenwald Elementary in South Bay this year. The winners were Layla Camel in the second grade, Conrad Mills and Justice Davis tied in the fifth grade contest, King Green won the middle school contest, and Persia Green the high school contest. Contestant Kai Hall spoke about respecting teachers and always doing your best in class.
Dr. King showed courage in every way, shape, and form that he could. Dr. King showed me how to do what's right, even when standing up was difficult and dangerous.
King Green said King continues to inspire students even today.
Dr. King's influence had an impact on me that takes the initiative for me to be present on time, always finish my assignments on time, and always turn in my homework assignments, and never make excuses because failure is not an option.
The group will be honored at next month's South Bay City Commission meeting on February 3rd and will earn cash prizes. Seminole Police investigating a shooting. Facing charges is Kevin Sanchez Gamez. He's charged with aggravated assault and shooting or throwing a deadly missile into a dwelling, vessel, or vehicle. The incident occurred on January 3rd. Seminole Police received a 911 call. The victim said Gamez had shot at him while he was talking to his ex-girlfriend. There was no one shot in the gunfire. Gamez says he feared being robbed at that location. Gamez eventually admitted he fired a few rounds at the vehicle and may have hit the vehicle. I'm Charles Murphy, WAFC News.